Dave Pepcorn is a Fargo City Commission member. He's quoted in the forum saying that a 3% cap for Fargo would be, quote, catastrophic, and goes on to criticize the state for not being willing to cap themselves.
Well, I could cap the state. I could get rid of the money for the Fargo Airport. I could get my for Red River Valley Water Supply. I could get rid of the challenge grants for NDSU. I could get rid of the extra money for the homeless problem that exists. I mean, we could do that. I think Dave Pepcorn's constituents would probably have a problem with that. We have to balance our budget every year. If he wants, I mean, we could give social services back to the funding back to the municipality. We could get rid of the 80% we pay for in K-12 education. I've learned a long time ago, probably, not to take real criticism from people I wouldn't take advice from.
Well, yeah, and of course, I guess when you talk about what is coming from the state to fund the current property tax line item on all the bills, it's significant, obviously. So, you know, they're spent. Here's what my question is for you. Should they worry more about how much more they're spending rather than relying on the state to send more dollars back?
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody has to prioritize this because we spend a lot of time in here talking about the relationship between state government and local government. You know what we don't spend enough time talking about? How we're spending tax dollars with taxpayers. Nobody whose property taxes went up 55% in the last 6 years cares if it's a local issue or a state issue. They do not care. They're angry, and they want somebody to do something about it. We have proposed a plan that does something about it. You can kick dirt on it. You can do anything else you want, but the reality is the level of growth, both at the state level and the local level, is unsustainable.
So Pepcorn said they want us to cap a 3%. They want to cap the county 3%, but they don't want to cap themselves at all. To me, that's obviously hypocritical. We need to oppose this as strongly as possible because this would be catastrophic. How would it be catastrophic for Fargo, do you believe?
Well, I don't think it would, or I wouldn't have introduced it, Scott. I think the reality in this conversation is local elected officials don't like this, but their constituents are going to love it.
And it should be
what
noted.
What did you say, by the way, Kelly? What was this phrase? I was writing it down. Something about so that you wouldn't take advice from. You don't listen to people. What was that?
I'm usually not really. I say I'm not really interested in criticism from people I wouldn't normally take advice from.
Oh, thank you very much. I will use that.
what's interesting is Dave Pepcorn is one of the more conservative members of the Fargo City Commission. Without any question. So this I'm puzzled by this, and I'm looking forward to chatting with him more about it to better understand what he's talking about. But again, you were very clear in your state of the state that, you know, if they believe they need more funds than 3%, there's a simple way to get them year over year, right? Then go to the voters.
Well, remember, and this is only existing property tax budgets. Depending on what local political sub you are, where you're located, that is not your whole budget. That is, I mean, in some cases, it's a pretty small part of your local budget. But this just says here. If you want the state to buy down 50% of the local's cost of property tax, which if this relief package passes, the state will be paying over 50% of property taxes, or the local share of property taxes from the Red River Valley to the Montana border, from the South Dakota border to the Canadian border. That's where we're at. You don't think we have a say in growth in budgets? They could give it back. I mean, I don't have a better way to say it.